just take it over there a little bit. Nearby. Okay. Yeah. Just, you know, like, yeah, like that.
Could you please say about Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirti the mother, where we can find description about their complexion or all these details, or whether you know to describe them?
Yeah. This is devotee is asking a question about the mother and father of Srimati Radharani, and their names are King Barshana King Vrishabhanu, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, and his Radharani's mother is Srimati Kirtida, who is the daughter of Mukhara. And Mukhara was from, lives here in Mukharai, in the village right down the road. And the question is, where can we find information about their transcendental bodies, the complexion, color, and dress, and their sevas, and other details? Well, the answer to where, there are a few key books, not too many, but the main books that have some description would be Radhakrishna Ganodesh Deepika. Yeah, I know. But you have to look, because it mentions things in different parts of the book, so you have to look, you have to piece it all together. If you just look at the first mention, because there's part one and two, first of all. So that sometimes they're mentioned, different devotees, Nitya Parishads of Krishna are mentioned in part one and two, both. So you have to read both. So there's a little more maybe than you can think. So one source is Rupa Goswami's Radhakrishna Ganodesh Deepika, which is in Hindi and several editions in English, three or four that I know of, available. And then the other book, which is, it's a poem in one sense, but writing or poem, from Stavavali, which is, Avali is a collection, a collection of stavas or prayers of Rupa of Raghunath Das Goswami. And in there he has, one is called Brajavilas, the prayer to the Brajavilas Stava. It's called Brajavilas Stava. And the Mahant, or the Acharya of Sri Radhakund, Sri Anantadas Panditji, he has written a very elaborate commentaries on this book. It must be maybe available in their bookshop opposite from Gopinath. They have many of the books are also in Russian, as you must be knowing. I think you're Russian, some of you. So they're in Russian language, or of course English and Hindi. So he has one full volume, it's called Brajavilastava, and there he has collected many things and from different sources like Bengali bhajans and things that describe. So you can read from there. I mean, I can get out the books and read, but so there are many details there. I can't just by my mind just start telling you so many things. But they're there. They're not sticking in my mind just now. But the point of what you're asking is we can address that, because that's very important. I'm glad you asked that question, because in the Raghunuga Bhakti Marg, when you come to Vaidhi Bhakti and you begin Sadhana Bhakti, hearing and chanting about Radha and Krishna and serving them in various ways under the guidance of Guru and the blessings of Vaishnavas, then they have the idea is presented and understood that this practice that we're doing and this new lifestyle that we've adopted, this Krishna-conscious devotee lifestyle, is preparing us, or actually has qualified us, to be members of a spiritual family. And when it's generally told that, oh, now you're in Krishna's family of devotees, and they call that gotra. Gotra means family. We say in English, we say my ancestry, or my descendants or whatever you say. I even forget the word. Ancestors or whatever. So Gotra means my family, my group. So then it said we are in Achyuta Gotra. Have you heard that? You heard that? Achyuta Gotra. So we're in the family of Krishna, and that's all we know as Vaidhi Bhaktas. We're in the family of Krishna, because this is extremely important, not so much in the West, because we don't have any particular known origin in terms of Gotra. Gotras are groups of human beings that were started by the sons of Brahma. Lord Brahma had seven sons produced from his mind. They're called the Manasaputra, Brahma Manasaputra. Sons produced from his thoughts, his mind. I mean, everything basically is produced from the mind. You think first and then you act and make something or create something or cook or whatever. But anyway, they're called like that, Manasaputras. And these are the great progenitors, Daksha and they're called Prajapatis, Praja. They're the ones that give birth to all the living entities in this world. So there's a group of sages, they're all married, they're rishis, they have wives, and they're, of course they're fully in control of their senses, they're Brahmins. They're all Brahmins. And they have, the Gotras are named after them. Kapila Gotra, Gotam Gotra, and Kasyap Gotra, like in the Bhagavatam, Kasyap Muni, Devahuti. So these Gotras are all there. These are ancient family traditions of human society, millions and millions of years old. So they have their descendants and their lines, so that's called Gotra. So even someone today, you meet some Indian person, oh, my name is Mr. Gupta, then they say, what is your spirit, let's say, your scriptural ancestry? What is your Gotra? They'll say, oh, I'm in Kasyap Gotra. Have you ever met Indians, I tell you? I'm in Vashisht Gotra, Vashishta Muni. I'm in like this. So Kaushik. These are all names in the Bhagavatam. All the names of these sages are written about and described. Kasyap Muni, there's all Bhagavatam, and there's a whole thing about him, third canto Devahuti, all that. Kardama Muni, Kasyap. So they're all very big players, and their names are there in Srimad Bhagavatam and throughout the Puranas. So then they say, Mr. Gupta will say, I'm a member of this, you know, Kapila Gotra. So now it's significant that if they surrender to a guru, a Vaishnav guru, and take Vaishnav Diksha, now they get the name Das or Dasi. And they maybe already have a name, so they're just add Das to it. Generally, gurus in India, the traditions, they don't change a name if it's already spiritual. Like a lady's name is Yamuna Sharma. She comes to a guru, he'll just say, your name is Yamuna Dasi. And the guru may have 20 ladies, 30 ladies, one guru may have 30 ladies named Yamuna Dasi. There's no problem. Everybody, like in America, there's millions of people named John. Must be in Russia, there's certain common names in Russia. You know, Alex or, you know, whatever. I can't think. Sonia or whatever they are. So many people have those names, like John, Mary, Bill, and Sue, or Susan, William, John, Jonathan, and Mary, whatever. These are very common names. So if they come to the guru will just say, okay, your name is so-and-so Das. If they don't have any kind of spiritual name, their name is Rocky Gupta, or Pinky Sharma. Like ladies and gentlemen today, then the guru would say, "Oh, this is not going to work. Radharani's not going to call you Pinky. Hey, Pinky, you know. Hey, Rocky. Rocky is Giriraj Maharaj. He's the rock. He's rocking. Giriraj is really rocking. Like they have this phrase. Maybe it's already gone out the window by now. But oh, he's really rocking. So." I don't think anyone's rocking more than Giri Govardhan. No one can rock as much as he does. And look at how many people come and rock out with him every weekend. You know, 100,000 people, 200,000 people come and they have an awesome time, you know, rocking out with Giri Raj. Anyway, so this person, he'll come to this guru, then the guru will say, you're no longer Kapila Gotra or Kasyap Gotra or Vishish Gotra. Now you're initiated, your name is Das or Dasi. Now you're in Achyuta Gotra. So every single human being, every single Indian, they give up their material designations, upadis, sarvapadi vinirmuktam tatparetvena nirmalam, rishikesh rishikenam, sevanam bhakti uchate. And Padmapuran defines pure bhakti as being free from designations. Oh, I'm so-and-so gotra. I'm Brahmin, don't you know? I can't sell Prabhupada's books. That's for sudras. No, I'm sorry. You know, you're not a Brahmin. You're a Vaishnava. You're a das, das, and a das. So it's not a problem too much in Russia or America or Europe about casteism, because there isn't any. But we may be proud. Oh, don't you know I was a very wealthy person? I moved into a temple. You want me to wash dishes and clean the floors? We just pay 5 rupees for a maid to do this. You know, I come from a wealthy background. I'm sorry, Bhakti Joe. This is Bhakti Yoga. This is Bhakti Yoga. You wash the pots and pans, take out the trash, and clean the floor. And if you're too proud for that, then out the door. Clean the floor and out the door. No, clean the floor, then out the door. So it works in English. I don't know about translating into Russian. You may lose something. At any rate, so then they get the Achyuta Gotra. So that's everyone's in a generic Achyuta Gotra, and that's good enough. I'm in a, you ask any devotee, what's your Gotra? I'm Achyuta Gotra, Hare Krishna. My goal is Krishna Prem. I want to go back to Godhead, to the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan. I want to serve Radha and Krishna. Hare Bol, Jai. That's very good. I just think that day and night and breathe that and preach that, and, or not preach, whatever, but you know, just live it and worship it and serve in it. Then that's a perfection. But when you get more attached and more purified, and as your bhakti grows and develops, then you may acquire or receive by Bhagavad Kripaya va Bhakta Kripaya, as it says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, by the mercy of Bhagavan or the devotee, Bhagavan or Bhakta, devotee of Krishna, one may receive lobha, greed to practice or to be interested in or to follow Raghunuga Bhakti. Now, when we're following the path of Raghunuga Bhakti, then it's very, very important to identify with Achyuta Gotra. But not only to identify, to know who's in Achyuta Gotra. Like if I say my name is, Mr. Smith, and I have a mother. So I live somewhere. I have a mother and a father and a grandmother and great-grandmother and cousins and uncles and brothers and sisters and nephews. So many men and women, people in my family, amongst my group, and I know them, and I know where they live, and I know something about them. I don't know so much. Some I know a lot about because I have a lot of relationship with them, and I move a lot with them, and we're very intimately connected in our lives. So I know a lot about my mother, my father, my brother, my sister, and so. Now you take that analogy into Raghunuga Bhakti, and we want to enter Krishna's family. We want to go to Goloka Vrindavan. We want to enter the family of Krishna. And maybe we want to take birth, and we want to take birth in Barsana, or we want to be, you know, born as a gopi or a gopa. So then when we enter Krishna, when we actually enter Goloka Vrindavan, who's our brother? Who's our sister? Who's our father? Who's our mother? Who's our husband? Who's our wife? And who is Krishna? Then because our rag has increased, a rag means our attachment for Radha and Krishna. We want to know everything about them. And so if you want, you know, love me, love my dog, we say. So we, part of loving Krishna, as a Vaidhi Bhakta, we just say, I want to love Krishna. Krishna consciousness. A goal of life is to love Krishna. That's a fact, Krishna consciousness. And that's it. But when one comes into rag, then he realizes, I love Krishna, but I have to, I'll be living with Krishna and serving Krishna along with a whole group of his family. So if Yashoda, she's going to say, she's going to know my name. She's going to say, hey, Navadasi, go grind some flour. Get some, there's some fresh gehun. Go grind it with the stones for make these chapatis to give to Radharani. So Yashoda is going to call me. So I'm going to live with Yashoda. She's going to look at me. She'll embrace me. She'll smell my head. I'll pay obeisances at her feet. So I want to. It's not that I have to. Like in Vaidhi Bhakti, I have to. I have to go to Mangal Arati. It's so cold, you know. It's like, I have to get up. Get out of this sleeping bag. Can't the sunshine just come inside here and warm up my whole room first? It's freezing in here. Outside this sleeping bag, it's freezing. It's 10 degrees, 8 degrees. So we have... In Vaidhi Bhakti, we must. And we're punished if we don't. If you don't come to Mangal Arati and you live in an ISKCON temple, then you're punished. What's the punishment? No prasad for breakfast. That's the way they play it some places. So now, when we enter the when we come in Ragmarg, we don't have to do anything. That's not Rag. Someone might say, well, I'm a Raghunuga Bhakti. What do I have to, I'm interested in Raghunuga Bhakti. What do I have to do? What do you do? You know, how do you... that you're interested, that's nice, but you better read more about it and better actually get Rag. When you have Rag, then you'll know what to do. You'll know what to read, you know where to go, you know who to see, who to hear from, and where to live and everything. So along with developing Rag, or a fortunate greed for Krishna, loving Krishna, then you want to know about Krishna, you want to know about his family, I want to know about Yashoda and Nanda and Vrishabhanu and Sri Dham and Subal. So these are the tight group I'm going to work with, Rupa Mandri and Rati Mandri, Lalita Vishaka, and then, you know, that whole group, that's the inner circle of Radha and Krishna's Nitya Leela, the Nitya Parishads. And they're in different positions according to their intimacy with Radha or Krishna. And they have names like Priyanarma Sakis or Paramapresha Sakis or Priya Sakis or Sakis. And so they're all part of the whole family. They serve together, they live together, they talk together, they laugh and cry together. You're moving everywhere with them. So just like you move everywhere with your mother, father, brother, sister, those close people, and you know them very well, and you know some others that occasionally you meet, well, the same thing. You know this, the Raghunuga Bhakti will learn, Raghunuga Bhakti will learn about this intimate group of servitors of Radha and Krishna who are always there, right in the center, and I'm right there in the center with them. So I'll know about them. So these are, and there's not all that much, but that much we should know. And that much is what's contained in this Brajavilas Stava by Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami's Radha Krishna Ganadesh Deepika. Other than that, there's only, you can find circumstantial references to these players, these Nitya Parishads, eternal loving associates of Radha Krishna. You can find references here and there, and then you can select those and put them in a larger, you know, book with, you know, more details. Because the basic, let's say, bare bones details of these individuals is given in one or two shlokas in these books. And then when you read Govinda Lilamrita, for example, when you read books describing Astakali Lila, those books are going to talk about all these players. Krishnaika Komodi, Bhavanasara Sangraha, Krishna Bhavanamrita, Govinda Lilamrita, Siddha Krishna Das's Gutika, and various gurus and acharyas have their own Gaur Govinda Gutikas, which is a collection of the Ashtakali Leelas of Radha and Krishna. And some books like Gutika, they also include Gauranga's extensive descriptions of Lord Chaitanya's Nitya Leela. So when you read those books, you'll see Yashoda's doing this and that. And then you say, oh, that's something nice about Yashoda. And that particular detail of Yashoda's characteristic, her behavior, her characteristic, her mentality, her heart, or even her dress or whatever, it may not be in one of the two books that I mentioned. But then you can write it down and you can fluff up and you'll know more about them. Because the whole thing is Gopi Bhav. So Gopi Bhav means feelings of love for Krishna and everyone else. That's why when Prabhupada was here, sometimes the devotees would complain, or they would not complain so much, but reveal their minds before Srila Prabhupada. And they would say, Srila Prabhupada, you know, you tell us that we should love Krishna, and the goal of life is loving Krishna. And I'm trying my best, and I like that, and I feel some feelings awakening in me, small feelings, little feelings, of loving attraction or interest in Krishna. I really feel I want to please him or make him happy. But I have a very difficult time loving the devotees of Krishna, you know, and feeling anything good about them, or what to speak of wanting to serve them, and I don't feel any loving feelings coming up inside of me. Rather, I'm envious of those devotees better than me, and I'm proud in front of the devotees below me, and I argue with devotees that are equal to me. So what do I do, Prabhupada? Is it okay just to love Krishna? And Prabhupada said, no, this is not okay. So there is no question of loving Krishna unless and until you can first love the devotees of Krishna. It's a very important statement. You understand what I'm saying? That loving Krishna is the goal, but to reach that goal, we have to love everybody on the way. On the way to the goal. And there's a lot of people on the way to the goal, on the way to Krishna. Prabhupada's one book, On the Way to Krishna, or The Journey Home. There's a lot of people and a lot of personalities there, and they're all part of the journey and all part of our sojourn to the spiritual world, and we have to love them all if we want to love Krishna. We have to love our mother and father and all of our relatives and in-laws and everyone along the way, what to speak of the devotee circle and the Vaishnavas and Gurus. We have to love them, and the Brijbasis and the Brahmins. And these same type of prayers directed towards these same types of moods and prayers and ideas directed towards loving the mother and father and the Guru and the Brijbasis and the Brahmanas and everybody in Vrindavan is told directly by Raghunath Das Goswami in his Manashiksha. Manashiksha, in the first verse, he's saying, when will I Sujana Budeva Gana and Sujana and Gwals and Goshtalishu. He says, Guru Goshtalishu. He said, when will I love my Guru? When will I love everyone in Goshtalishu? Everyone living in Vrindavan, the pastures and forests and land of Vrindavan, 500 years ago. When will I love them? Sujana, when will I love all the good people? Jana means people. He says, Sujana, when will I love all the good people? Then he says, Budevagan. Gun means the group of devas that live on the earth. Budeva Gun. Gun means like Saki Gun, means group. G-A-N-A, Gun. When will I love the Bu Suragani? So when will I love the demigods on earth, the Sura, the devas, the Sura, and who are they? And that term, the Vusuragane, refers to Brahmanas. So he's saying, when will I love all Brahmanas? So he's saying, when will I love all human beings? Sujana. When will I love all Brijvasis? Goshtalishu. When will I love all the devas and the devotee people? So this gives the same idea that the person on Raghunuga Bhakti, path of Raghunuga Bhakti, he wants to love Krishna and everyone connected with Krishna. And as Prabhupada said, there's no question of loving Krishna unless we can love the devotees and everyone else, which was shown in this verse I cited from Manushiksha by Raghunath Das Goswami. So this question you asked about knowing the associates of Krishna and details about them is one aspect of the practice of Raghunuga Bhajan. Those that are practicing Raghunuga Bhajan and Manjari Sarup Upasana, or worshipping in Manjari Bhav, they must know these things. And basic familiarity with the intimate players, Radha and Krishna, and Asasakis, and the key Manjaris, we should know a lot about them, and there are a lot of things written about them here and there. Prayers to them and whatnot. Narottam writes so many prayers to Rupa Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami, who is Rati Manjari, he writes so many prayers to Rupa Goswami. And so many prayers to Rupa Manjari, glorifying her and him, and praying for her mercy and begging for her teachings. And because Rupa Manjari and Raghunath Das, Rupa Manjari and Rupa Goswami are the chief servants, loving servants in Gaur Leela and Krishna Leela. Rupa Goswami is the most confidential, loving servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gaur Leela. And Rupa Manjari has a very form of Radharani's Bhav, Rupa. And Rupa Manjari is the most confidential, intimate maidservant or kinkari of Radharani and Braj Leela. So we should know a lot about them. So these books, you can see these books and find more.